chapter number 10.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd.
He said, I lay down my life for my sheep. Amen. I'm glad that the shepherd gave his life. Amen. I'm glad that he was willing to die so that I didn't have to die. Amen. I'm glad he was willing to suffer so I won't have to suffer. That means that doesn't mean that I don't have adversity and I don't have to die a physical death and I don't have to suffer in the physical realm. But praise God, I'm glad that I won't suffer for all of eternity. Amen. I'm glad tonight that I don't have to go to a place called hell because a man named Jesus died in my stead. And a man named Jesus took my place on an old rugged cross. He came to be a shepherd and he was seeking and searching for that one that was lost. And he found that one little lost lamb. Amen. And that was me. Praise God. And he saved my old wretched soul and gave me hope. Amen. I want to preach to you tonight. Is he the shepherd of your life? Amen. In John chapter number 10, we'll begin reading in verse number 1. And Jesus says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them, again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door, by me, if any man entereth in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Amen. Amen. He said, but he that is a hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth a wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it up again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Brother Jim, would you take us to the throne of grace, please? And I tell you what, revival's the time for the church to get stirred up and revived. But the only way the church can get stirred up and get revived is if you're following the right shepherd. Amen? And if Jesus is your shepherd. And I tell you what, I hope this week that as God ministers to our hearts, that he's able to revive the church and stir our hearts and give us something to go on just a little longer, just like he did the prophet Elijah. He gave him what he needed for the time in which he needed it, amen? And it sustained him, and it helped him as he was in the wilderness. And praise God, he does that to his people. He's the good shepherd, and he wants
wants to feed his sheep. He wants to take care of his flock. And he wants to make sure that his flock is aware that he loves them, that he cares for them. You know, I have goats, and it's about the same as herding sheep. They normally herd goats and sheep together. And let me tell you what, my goats know me. Amen. They know me above everybody else. They see me coming, and they see me if they're hungry. They will start bleating and start calling out to me to be fed. When they're in trouble and they see me, they'll call and they'll start making noise so that I come and I take care of them. Why is that? Because I'm their shepherd. I'm the one that they're looking to for their help. I'm the one that they're looking to for their deliverance. When they're in trouble, they'll get in the hay feeder I got made up there, and sometimes they're so crazy they'll stand up on the bale of hay instead of eating out from under it, and they'll eat themselves right into a predicament, and they'll fall right through it, amen, and they'll stand there until they see me. And when they see me, my wife can tell you, they will start crying. Come help me. She says they're saying, Daddy, Daddy. I don't know. But they know that I'm there to help them. They know that I'm there to care for them and nurture them. And Jesus wants his people to know that he's there to care for you and nurture you tonight. He loves you like no one else could love you. He cares for you like no one else will care for you. And he wants you to be surrendered and submitted unto whatever his will. I have to make my goats want to do what I want them to do, but I like it when they do things the way that I want to do it. Amen. And our Savior is the same way. He likes it when his people does things the way that he wants it done. Amen. But so many people aren't following the right shepherd. Amen. Now, my goats love me, and my goats realize and they know that I'm the shepherd. Amen. But if Billy comes up there, and Billy brings some food out to them, amen, that I haven't been giving them. He goes into the barn and he gets him a scoop of that sweet feed and walks out there to the goats, amen. I'm the shepherd and I can be over here, but they're going to run to Billy, amen, because he's got something that he knows will draw them. He's got something that he knows that will entice them. He's got something that he knows can make them come to him and leave the shepherd. Jesus said, I am the door. Amen. Now, first off, I want you to realize you can only have a shepherd that becomes a shepherd the right way. Amen. Amen. Your shepherd has to be your shepherd. He has to be your shepherd, and he has to be your shepherd the right way. So many people have been sold a counterfeit and have jumped on to gimmicks. Amen. They've jumped on to gimmicks. They've jumped on to promises. They've jumped on to praise and worship and having a food bar in the middle of the church and having a drink bar in the middle of the church and doing everything. They take the steeple. We was talking about that today coming down the road. A church that I grew up in as a little kid. I grew up Pentecostal, by the way. Amen. I grew up in the Assemblies of God Church for the first probably 10, 12 years, 13 years of my life. I know what it is to see people that really want to worship God, amen, and get excited about worshiping God. And we come by that church today, and it's no longer called the Assemblies of God. It's Five Rivers. Up on 213. Used to be a nice church. It used to be a church. Now it's Five Rivers. We don't want to associate it with church. It's Five Rivers. Amen. I don't have a problem with Five Rivers. You know, Five Rivers Baptist Church would be a good name for a church in Cecil County. Amen. Because of the Five Rivers. But I think it needs to be a church. Amen. I think it needs to look like a church, or it needs to be proclaimed a church, amen? And people are getting sold a counterfeit. They're getting sold on emotions. They're getting sold on giveaways and gifts and everything else. And look at what Jesus said. He said, there's only one way that I can become your shepherd. There's only one way that I'm going to be your shepherd. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber, but he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the fold. If he's going to be your shepherd, and you're going to have him as your Savior, and you're going to have a relationship with him, praise God, he's got to come into your heart the right way. Amen. He don't come into your... Now, there's nothing wrong with programs. There's nothing wrong with having things in the church. Amen. Nothing wrong with that whatsoever. But salvation doesn't come in a piece of bubble gum. Or a lot. I give these little ones, I want them to love me. I want them to know that they can come to me and want to come to me. Amen. And you know I spoil them all. Amen. I spoil them all. I give them candy. I love on them. Amen. I love them all. But I want them to know also that that don't save them. Amen. That don't change them. That don't make them a Christian. And coming to Charlestown Baptist Church and coming down here to get a lollipop isn't going to make you a Christian. Amen. Coming down here because we got fancy, man, we got the Rochesters here this week. And coming to hear the Rochesters, it's not about the Rochesters, but I'll tell you what, it's about who the Rochesters sing about. It's about who the Rochesters uplift. Amen. Too many people have been sold a counterfeit. Amen. The devil has snuck into their lives and has convinced them that everything is all right. You believe that? Amen. Paul said, man, I'm afraid that when I leave, Satan's going to slip in here in sheep's clothing. Amen. He'll masquerade as a sheep. Amen. He'll masquerade as a shepherd. And he'll make you think that everything's going okay in your life. And everything's just fine in your life. And one day you'll die and split hell wide open and wonder what happened. I tell you what happened is you got sold a counterfeit. You got tricked by the trickster of all tricksters. You got fooled by the one who was a liar from the beginning. Amen. And he came in the wrong. He didn't come in the right way. Well, what do you mean the right way? Paul said, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolish. You realize that you're a no good, filthy, dirty, stinking, rotten, low down sinner because of the preaching of the cross, and that Christ had to die for your dirty, stinking, low down, filthy, rotten, sinful life. Amen. Amen. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching. It's not praise and worship. It's not doing this and it's not doing that. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe, which are saved. It is the power of God. There's no gimmicks. There's nothing more or nothing less. You're saved by the preaching of the cross. You're saved by the blood of Jesus. Amen. You're saved saved completely. There's no afterthoughts or no works that has to be done afterwards. Praise God, you're saved by trusting in Jesus. Amen. Conviction, conversion, and then discipleship. Amen. What our churches are missing, what a lot of people are missing out on, is a true relationship with Jesus as their shepherd. Amen. Because they've been sold something that's unscriptural. Amen. You've been told something that's unscriptural. Easy believism is one of my pet peeves. Well, all you have to do is say this and you're going to be safe. No conviction, no convicting power. I honestly believe if there's no conviction, there can be no conversion. Why do you get saved? Why do you repent of something that you're not convicted of? You can't. Amen. You have to understand and have to know that guilt. Amen. Jesus said there are many that are slipping in. Many that are coming in through the back door. They're coming in the wrong way. And they're getting in people's hearts and they're getting in people's lives and they're confusing people as to what the truth is. He said, he that entereth not in by the door. slips in another way. Short of the preaching of the cross. Short of the resurrection of the Savior. Short of the shedding of blood. Short of the conviction of sin is a thief and a robber. And you know what he's going to steal? Your soul. Amen. He's going to steal a sheep that could belong to the shepherd. Look at what he says. You can know he's your sheep, or you can know he's your shepherd and you're his sheep tonight if you've invited him in the right way. Amen. Conviction, conversion, and discipleship. Amen. Three markers, three indicators. And then, number two, you can know he's your shepherd by one simple thing. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of the strangers. Amen. Are you following Jesus tonight? Very simple. My sheep will follow. My sheep know my voice. Amen. Is he your shepherd tonight? Are you following him? Amen. Christian, tonight, have you started following another voice? Have you started following someone? Have you got laxed in following Jesus? Amen. He says his sheep are going to follow him. If you're following the wrong voice and you're one of his, I guarantee you when you hear his voice, it'll bring conviction. Amen. I guarantee you if you're over in another fellow's fold and you hear your shepherd calling, you'll know where you belong. Amen. Had a fellow working up my house, had him building a chimney for me. And he said, before I could even hear your truck or even knew you was coming, I knew you was coming home after he'd been there for a few days. I said, how's that? He said, because them animals can hear your truck. And they know your truck above every other truck. And before I can even see your truck over on Adams Road, before I even know you're coming, they start making noise, and I know you're on the way. And pretty soon, I see your truck come by the cemetery over on Adams Road and turn down Hopewell Road and get ready to come home. You see, they're listening, amen, and they know the right voice. They know the right sound that says that I'm coming home. Amen. Dinner's on its way, boys. I can hear him a-coming. Amen. Dinner's just about ready. Let's get ready. It's time to get excited and to start licking your lips. Praise God. Jesus said to him, the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. He calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. And when he putteth them forth, his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him. John says, and hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. Ah, he's going before us. Amen. Ah, he's leading us. We know his commandments. We hear his voice. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby we know that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. He said, I will lead them. Amen. He says, I go before them. Are you following Jesus? Are you following some other fancy? Very simple question. Where are you at tonight? Who's your shepherd tonight? Who's leading you tonight? Amen. Is Jesus leading you? Is NBC, CBS, or ABC, or Fox, or whatever other network you want to climb up and dream up, RFD, whatever, that redneck channel, amen, any of these others, praise God, are they what are leading you? Amen. Is it a political party, a political affiliation that's leading you? Is it personal preference and personal feeling that's leading you? Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. And he says, I go before them, I lead them, and they follow me. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye. It gets personal. Amen. It's plural. Amen. It's plural. It's something for the whole world to heed, but it gets personal. That ye should follow in his steps. Amen. Where are you at in your spiritual life? Are you following Jesus? Are you looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith? Are you obedient unto Jesus? Are you listening to his voice? If not, chances are, number one, you're either backslidden, or number two, you've never been saved. Amen. There's only two options you got. Amen. And it's time to check up. It's time to see where you're going. It's time to see where life is leading you. You know, just as a shepherd only becomes a shepherd one way, a sheep only becomes a sheep one way. Amen. I raised some different animals up on the farm. Got a boatload of cats. Anybody need a cat, come on and get one. Amen. They're all over the place. Everybody that rides by a farm says, oh, there's a farm. They can always use another cat. Am I right, Adam? Uh-huh. Man, I thought I had some cats. I went over to the Horse Brothers, over to the dairy farm, and I bet there was 50 or 60 cats in one place there. At one night, I looked. They were milking, and they throw some milk out there for the cats, and cats were all over the place. But I can't take them cats and throw them into the goat pen and say, now you're a goat. It don't work that way. The stinking things still go back to the barn and want to act like a cat. Welfare cats, by the way. Amen. I have to pay more for feed, and I buy the cheapest feed that I can buy. I have to pay more for feed to feed these stinking cats to keep somebody happy then I pay to feed the animals that are going to produce something and do something. As long as I'm feeding, I keep telling, as long as I'm feeding them, they're not going to catch mice. As long as I'm feeding, they're not going to do their job. Yeah, but you got to feed them something. I go over to the feed store and a guy walks in. I said, I need some of that welfare. He looks at me and says, is that welfare cat food? I said, yeah. He knows. Hey, man. He knows. Hey, man, they just lay around. Hey, ain't no need to get in all worried about things here. You know, he's going to treat us just like he does the goats. He's going to feed us just like he does the pigs. And we don't do nothing. Amen. We produce nothing but more cats. Amen. They're useless. But a cat cannot become a goat. Amen. I can run one of the pigs. I've had the pigs and the goats in the same pen together. And guess what? They don't really get along too well. And the goats cannot become pigs. And the pigs cannot become goats. What are you getting at, preacher? You can't just come and sit in a church and become a Christian. Amen. You can't just come and sit in a church and expect that you're going to go to heaven. You can't just hang out with Christian people and have Christian friends and do maybe Christian things and expect to be a Christian. You only become a sheep of the Lord one way. Just like the shepherd only becomes a shepherd one way. By coming in through the door. Amen. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open, he said, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me. Now, he's talking to the church there, but I think the same principle applies to our salvation. When you hear that still small voice that's bringing conviction to your heart and to your life, speaking to you, he's wanting to come in. He don't force himself in. He comes in the right way. He don't sneak in the wrong way. Amen? And Jesus says, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and he shall go in and out and find pasture. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. He said, I'm the door, and if any man come in by me, amen, he becomes one of mine. There's no other way. There's no other means of salvation outside of God's perfect plan, and his perfect plan included a door that was made available, a way that was made available, a means that was made available one day on an old rugged cross at Calvary when his son hung and died and suffered in pain and agony for your sins and mine, that he might cleanse us from all unrighteousness, that he might cover our sins with his precious blood, and he might redeem us from the curse of sin and set us free. And if any man will come through Jesus, he said, and walk through that door, he said, he'll be saved. Amen. You want to know for sure tonight? You want to get things settled for sure tonight? Quit trying to look for another way, because there's not another way. Quit trying to find another door, because there is no other door. Quit trying to figure out something that's going to work for you, because the only thing that's going to work is what God has put in place and what God has ordained. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. It's not through your pedigree. It's not who your grandma, your grandpa, your mommy, your daddy, your sisters, your brothers, your friends that you hang with are. It's who you are in Jesus. Amen. Whether or not you've accepted Jesus as your personal Savior. You know why he deserves to be your Savior? Because he gave his life for you. Amen. He died for you. Verse number 10, he says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf chaseth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. He said he gives his life. Not only does he die for the sheep, but he lives for the sheep. Amen? Amen. When Jacob was serving his uncle Laban, and he finally had to come to the place of a confrontation with Laban, he told Laban, he said, I'm the one that stayed out there. I'm the one that was out there when it was cold and nasty. I'm the one that was out there when it was hot and miserable. I was the one that was out there day and night watching over them sheep so that you had no loss whatsoever. And if you suffered any loss, I paid for it. It was required at my hand. I paid for it. I'm the one who was responsible for it. See, he not only was willing to die for his sheep, but he gave his life for the sheep. He came and he walked on this earth. And for 33 and a half years, he lived a perfect, sinless life, that he might become the perfect sacrifice. He might become the perfect paschal lamb that God said that we would seek out. He said it took a lamb without a spot, without a blemish. A lamb that was put up and was watched to make sure there was nothing wrong, nothing that was missed in the first cursory glance as you looked at that lamb, to make sure that that lamb was perfect and ready to be the sacrifice that was needed, to shed the blood that would be required to appease God so that the death angel would pass by. Jesus said, I give my life. When he was tempted, he rejected and overcame every temptation. When he was buffeted and ridiculed, the Bible says that he didn't return their rebukes. He didn't return their buffeting, but laid down his life. Laid down his life. He gave his life in living. He gave his life a sacrifice in dying. He took his life back up again, and he's seated at the right hand of the Father. He giveth his life. You know what he's doing? He's making intercession for sinners, just like you and I. He pleads the blood for those who are lost and come and cry upon him and ask him to save their souls. He pleads the blood for the saint of God who has sinned, and praise God, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He not only dies for his sheep, but he lives for his sheep. David told King Saul, as he prepared to go to meet old Goliath, and they said, you're just a kid. You're just a boy. You're not a man of war like he is. You can't go out there and fight with him. David said, let me tell you something. He said, I watched my father's sheep, and there was a lion that came and tried to take one of the sheep. And I had a fight with that lion. He said, I had to grab him by the beard, and I slew that lion. There was a bear that come and took one of the sheep, and I had to grab that bear and take that sheep out of his mouth, and I killed that bear. David said, I lived for my father's sheep. Those few sheep that my father gave me, they were my responsibility. And I lived for them. And I would fight for them. I give everything I had for them. And I was willing to die for them. You know what Jesus did? He said, Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. But nonetheless, not my will, but thy be done. The Bible says he cried with a loud cry, and he gave up the ghost. He gave his life in living. He gave his life in death. But praise God, he gives us life because he lives again. Amen. Something the devil can't do. Something the devil can't promise. But you see, the good shepherd is evident because instead of his sheep dying off and fading away, his sheep continues to grow. His fold increases. You get into a church where people aren't really getting saved, you need to get out of it. Amen. You get into a church where there's no conviction. Amen. You need to get out of it. Amen. You get in a church where the preaching of the cross is not first and foremost, and Christ isn't lifted up, and Christ isn't made everything in the service, and it's not all about Christ. You need to get out of it. Amen. Because you're in the midst of, cohorting with the living dead. They just don't realize it. Amen. Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I'm known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. And they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Praise God, I'm glad that the shepherd I serve still saves souls. I'm glad that the shepherd I follow still changes lives. I'm glad that the shepherd I know still feeds his sheep. I'm glad that the shepherd I know doesn't leave me to go through this life and through this wilderness that we live in down here alone, but praise God, he goes before me and he leads me. He leadeth me. He leadeth me. I'm glad that I know he's real in my life, because one day I know he came in the right way. Amen. And because he came in the right way and he brought conviction the right way and he dealt with my heart the right way, I trusted him the right way. He loves you tonight. Each and every one of you, he loves you tonight. You're here tonight and you don't know Jesus as your Savior. He wants to save you because he loves you tonight. You're here tonight and you're struggling with the cares of life and you're growing weary and weak. He wants to feed you tonight because he loves you tonight. Amen. You're here tonight and you're unable to go on. Have you ever seen the shepherds with the sheep on their shoulder or around their shoulder because they were cast down because something had happened and they weren't able to make it on their own? And praise God, the shepherd has picked them up and has borne them himself. Tonight, I don't know what you're dealing with, but praise God, if it's more than you can handle, he wants to bear it tonight. As we get a song tonight, I know it's a little different.